You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
You may not be aware of this, but integration came late to the California prison system. It was only in 2005 when the U.S. Supreme Court ordered California to end its long-held policy of racially segregating inmates. Noel Schwerin is the producer and director of a new documentary called In an Ideal World. She spent 7 years filming prisoners and corrections officials inside California's Soledad Correctional Training Facility as that institution struggled to comply with the order. It's a racial integration story and a reform story as prisons all over America begin a period of rapid radical change. Director Noel Schwerin introduces us to John Piccirillo, a white separatist murderer, convict Sam Lewis, a black ex-gang member, and a warden by the name of Ben Curry.
Well, Ben is a really interesting figure. And like the other two main characters, I wanted to choose men who had been inside prison for the last 35 years during this moment of this huge experiment in mass incarceration. So when Ben started his career, he started as a correctional officer. He was new to the ranks. And there weren't, you know, there were a handful of prisons in California. And the philosophy was much more of a rehabilitation, and only the more hardened criminals were sentenced to state prison. So he has been witness to this enormous growth of incarceration as sort of the last resort and in some ways the first step in dealing with some of our most difficult problems.
Well, here is an excerpt from In an Ideal World. It's Ben Curry, warden at Soledad Prison, talking about the system of segregation.
We traditionally have housed black inmates with black inmates, white inmates with white inmates, Southern Hispanic inmates with Southern Hispanics, Northern Hispanics with Northern Hispanics, others with others. We have done that as a means to control the violence, and we were fairly successful with it.
The system that he describes, what did that translate into visually as you filmed inside Soledad?
In most institutions, people sort of camouflage their power, their niceties about it. But in prison, it is explicit, it is unadorned, and it is organized and maintained around racial groups. It's a paramilitary structure, and it is organized hierarchically. So you see it. You see it in the film, in the chow hall. The whites are over here, the blacks are over here. You go out in the yard, and these phones, you'll see 25 phones. Six of them are designated for whites. Six of them are designated for Latinos, a couple maybe for quote-unquote others. You may see lines of people waiting to use a phone, but if it's not their group's phone, they're not going to touch those phones.
Here's John Piccirillo, who's a prisoner at Soledad, describing the self-enforcement quality of the power that Noel is describing.
I don't know how far back it starts. With the gangs and the uprisings that took place, that there had to be some type of order. If one of us were weak, then we considered us all to be weak. So if we all stand strong and we all stood united, no one else would be able to prey upon us.
Now, is he describing a system that, in your experience, a system that worked?
I think it is in the absence of fundamental things like security, safety, that individuals on both sides of the bars turn towards the system for order and for the maintenance of order. Danny, who's the Latino man who's in the film for a little while, he talks about, you know, without these rules, it'd be chaos in here. I have another quote that was in the film for a while. It's actually in the theatrical version where the warden says exactly the same thing. So I think that what you see John, Sam, and the warden doing is very disruptive.
Here's Sam Lewis describing what it's like to buck the system.
The rules are to keep order. But the wild card is you never know what the next man is going to do. The wild card is just like the guy that bumps into you in a chow hall and you don't say excuse me and then you get hit in the back of the head with a tray and a riot kicks off.
Sam is no longer a prisoner at Soledad. In any way, was he rehabilitated by his experience in Soledad?
Sam had gone far along in his journey toward reconstituting himself, reimagining himself by the time I met him. A lot of that had to do with just an incredibly remarkable family and their commitment to him the entire time he was inside. Sam is in many ways the best case. He came from a family with all sorts of opportunities and connections, and he returned to them.
Why was the institution apparently committed to this film, and at what point did you get told to shut your cameras off, if any?
It was always hit or miss. I never knew when the window was going to close, and I think in some sense my success was in just spending the time at Soledad. People on the ground respect that. I didn't just come and shoot something and throw it on air. I made commitments to people. I had a warden who was willing to take a chance. I chose a prison that was not accustomed to outside press interest. Once they really believed I was interested in what they had to say, and frankly, nobody cares what they have to say. That goes for the staff as well. They are almost as marginalized as the inmate population.
Do you think the system that you saw inside Soledad and its resistance to some reforms is a metaphor for the divisions and segregation in society at large?
Yes, a lot of people would argue that prison is a different universe. I think it is more dramatic, higher stakes, crystallized version of what we have outside. It is our institution. It is endorsed by, sustained by, subsidized by our monies and our, as much as we like it or not, our values.
Noel Shaureen is producer and director of In an Ideal World. Thanks so much, Noel.
Thank you, John.
In an Ideal World premieres tonight on The World Channel. It's part of the America Reframed series, which is co-produced by our partner, WGBH.